at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We looked at how God said, "You have dwelt long enough in this mountain." And then he went on to say, after coming out of the mountain, he said, "You've come past this mountain around long enough. You've been around it long enough. You've given too much thought to it. You've looked back long enough." Then when Moses received the commandments or the word of God, when he came to the foot of the mountain, he got so angry that he broke the tablet. He threw or let go of, got rid of the word. Let me say it that way. Broke the word beneath the mountain. And we looked at how that many times when challenges are there, people can, we don't have to, but can break under the pressure or the weight of the mountain or beneath the mountain. He couldn't contain or control his emotions when he saw the nakedness of the people, the golden calf, the orgies, all the stuff that was going on in the lives of God's called out people. And he allowed that provocation to cause him to break the tablets beneath the mountain. But God, who is the God of a second chance, and how many know God is going back to origins? He has not changed his mind on what he has purposed to do. He's not changed his mind. We can vacillate, we can waver, we go through temporary things, mood swings and opposition, highs and lows, but God doesn't change. Amen. He is set on a course, and what he has set his mind on will come to pass. It has to come to pass. Heaven and earth will pass away first. So once we begin to understand that, what he did with Moses, he sent him back up to the top of the mountain. But this time, you know, it cost Moses something because now he had to hew out the tablets and carry them up the steep side of the mountain or up the mountain to where God was. And it's indicative of, and this is human nature, people tend to not appreciate that which doesn't cost. Amen. People tend, when something is given freely, not everybody, I'm just talking about the human nature. When something is given freely, like at a grocery store or something, people tend to take advantage of it. Now you have those that are real saved that appreciate. You know, I appreciate gifts. Many of us appreciate, you know, when people sow into our life. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about human nature in general. Because now Moses had to carry those tablets up. I think he would have had a second thought about breaking them this time. You know, the first time he didn't give it a thought. But this time he carried them up there. Before he got mad, he'd have probably set them down somewhere, you know, and then got mad. All that it took me to get this up here, So that's important. But anyway, God gave a second chance, and Moses, they conquered the mountain, okay? And there are things that God intends for us to conquer. And, you know, each morning you wake up, you know, you have to kind of switch to the warfare mode, you know, because we're in a warfare. And the enemy will relent, but thank God that, you know, he gives us compassion every morning. You know, there are seasons, you know, it's not always going to be intense. But there are times where there's an intensity. But instead of throwing the tablets down, you know, you have to keep that word in your mouth. I want to talk about something tonight. I'll just call it speak to the mount. Okay, speak to the mount. Now, in Hebrews 11 and 3, the word says that God, he says that by faith or through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That the worlds were framed by the word. The word worlds there is the word eon or aeon, which means ages. In other words, not only was everything that we see framed or made by the word, but even the times, the ages, you know, the time. Let's say from Sunday to today, that little time frame, that was framed by something. Whether you experienced victory, whether you experienced defeat, whether nothing exciting happened or anything, that was a frame. Now God has framed the ages with His word. Now, it is so important that we understand some things, that we are workers together with God. God's original purpose for man was to expand heaven here into the earth, to expand the Eden that He gave man until the earth was full of the glory of God. And then it was going to go on from there. His plan hadn't changed. Now, He's had to deal with some things concerning man. We know the story concerning Lucifer. But God's plan hadn't changed. And we need to keep that in mind, that God's plan hasn't changed. Even though times change, ages change, even the ages, the aeons, the worlds are framed by God's word. You and I, it's important for you and I to pursue God till we find out what is the purpose of our generation. Why are we here? What do you desire of me? What is the purpose? What is my destiny in the years that you've allotted me? Amen. It's important. So how many people go through life not knowing, not caring? But you, there's so much to forfeit if we don't pursue that. Jesus said it very plainly when He walked the planet. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness," or His way of doing things, and all these other things that the Gentiles pursue after and make priority in their lives, He said, "I'll add these things to you." Amen? He said, all that is in the world is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, which is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now, it's interesting because we live in two realms. We live in this earth realm, and we live in a heavenly realm. The challenge and the problem sometimes, the mountains that we can face in our walk, is choosing to put more time and more effort and more emphasis on this natural realm than on the spirit realm, on the fleshly man versus the spiritual man. Amen. Now think about it just a moment. How the system takes our money, takes our time, takes our energy, takes our thought, takes our families, the system. And it determines how much time, how much money, how much energy you have at the end of the day. Because it's all, and then it'll determine when you can take a vacation. Come on now. Now to the natural man, this may be foolishness, but I'm talking to the spiritual people tonight that understand, and no matter, see, one of the things that we have to understand is no matter where we are, we have to be able to accept truth. Amen. You know, I'm not just going to accept stuff that I know is going to make me feel good all the time. Sometimes I need to hear some stuff that's true, and I ain't there yet. Amen. And instead of me just, you know, pushing it aside or pushing it under the rug, you need to grab a hold of that and start taking that before God and say, "Lord, this is an area where I need to change. This is something that I'm being defeated in, that I need your help in," rather than just, you know, trying to cuddle with the warm and fuzzies and denying, living in denial about other stuff. Come on, we want to grow for real. We want Him for real. Come on, not any pretense, not any, you know, just fabricated stuff. That's church. That's tradition. That's denomination. That's all that stuff. That's just, you know, it's nothing unusual about it. But there's a God that's for real. Amen. Amen. And He doesn't want your stuff, because, as a matter of fact, He gave you what stuff you got. Amen. Hello, there's nothing you have. Which of you can say that you have earned this or you have done that yourself? Not one of us. No matter what it is. Because if God didn't give you life, first of all, in strength, what is it that you could have acquired anyway? What is it that you could be, or what kind of education would you have had God not allowed you or given it to you? So, you know, we need to go, you know, we need to bear ourselves sometime before God and really let God talk to us. I'm talking about those that really want to grow. Amen. It's not even about numbers. It's not about, see, money is a provision, but God is a provider. Come on, I said money is a provision, and we need provision, but money's not the provider. Amen. You can have money for a vacation and can't go on it because you're sick. Amen. You can have a nice, long bed, king size, you know, that the bed that goes up. you know, the water bed, whatever kind of bed you want, and can't sleep. You could have cupboards or cabinets full of all kind of food, freezer full, and no appetite. You can buy all the medicine in the world, have all the best doctors, and can't get healed. So tell me that money is your provider. It's not. God is the provider. Money is the provision. Along with other resources, human resources, but God is the provider. And certain things just ain't going to happen until God gets you down to bare facts, spiritual facts, where you are truly putting your faith and your trust in Him and not in somebody else and not in something else. You and God alone. He's got to get you down there first before He raises you up. People want to get raised up, but then their affections are in the wrong place. And the Lord knows you'll deny Him. But oh, when He's done a work on the inside. I said on the inside, when He's fashioned and shaped you, where you can't be bought, where you can't be sold, where you're not going to change courses, where you're not going to be intimidated, you know, where your reliance is upon God. Amen. Yeah, you make mistakes, but you get back to God. You endure chastisement. Amen. You receive correction. Amen. Now God says, I got somebody I can work with. He's raising up a breed of people without greed. Amen. I said a breed without greed. That's just not greedy for stuff. I'm talking about them ones that set off the spiritual metal detector. Amen. Go with me to Isaiah 26. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Three key things I want you to see in that particular verse. Isaiah is saying, Lord, you will keep him in perfect peace. The word keep, God will keep. How many of God is a keeper? God is a covenant God. He is a keeper. I thank God that there is someone we can trust. Amen. He don't have mood swings. Amen. He's not up with you one day and down with you the next day. He's a father who, you know, anything that he does is for our benefit. Anything God is doing is for our good. It may not feel good. It may not look good initially, but ultimately God works it for our good.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 5 of Transformation, Speak to the Mount. God is a God of a second chance. He is a God that forgives, and He has called us to be people of forgiveness. What God has set His mind to do, He will do. The Bible says in Malachi 2:6, For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. God is not moved by our situation nor our circumstances. He has everything under control. Saints have to begin to utilize their weapon of confession to combat the wiles of the enemy. You have to speak the word of God in your situation and over your circumstances. The word of God in your mouth is powerful.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.